Hey, welcome to another edition of Mark and Justin's Power Hour. I am Justin.
Felt like you were saying Krusty. Hey, kids.
hey.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Mark. How are you, Justin?
Yeah, I'm pretty decent, you know, sitting here in your basement on this pretty rough, windy day. Hurricane Sandy looming above.
Yeah, this is our hurricane and Halloween podcast, so.
Yeah.
Sorry we've been away a little bit. We kind of been busy with
music.
Real life?
Yeah, music.
Oh, yeah, one. Music. That's not real life.
Is this real life? And also, we did record another podcast, but it sucked, so we kind of had to scrap it.
No, it's up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I left it up. I mean,
okay.
Whatever.
Well.
It sucks. Sorry, we're busy trying to, like, fix technical issues as far as, like, echoing and stuff like that, and I think we have it figured out. So hopefully this is good, and you don't have to worry about that echo anymore.
Yeah, if you were going to stop listening to our podcast, please don't. Well, if you were even going to start, I mean, hey,
yeah.
Whatever.
I think we have one fan.
Yeah, we have one fan so far.
It's a start.
Oh, yeah, everybody has to start.
Just so happens it's my girlfriend, but
yeah.
That's okay. She's brutally honest. If it sucked, it sucks, so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about the hurricane. Probably not much, just kind of the crazy shit that's happening. Our Halloween plans, if we can have them because of this damn hurricane. And talk about the top 75 all-time horror movies, correct? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's 75. We're going off of the Rotten Tomatoes list. And for those who don't know, Mark, that's me. Yeah, I see a lot of horror movies. I wouldn't call myself a huge buff of them. I like good horror movies. So I usually won't watch the really shitty ones unless I'm just want to fall asleep on the couch or something. But so we'll kind of run through that list and kind of talk about it. Halloween's only 2 days away. And
yeah, and I mean, I'm very critical about horror movies just for the fact that I really don't like them. But I will watch very well done ones. Just a lot of like the gore porn kind of hostile stuff. Not a huge fan of.
Nah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, so. But the ones that are well done, more the psychological kind of movies, I can say I enjoy.
He loves the number 23.
What's
the terrible Jim Carrey movie?
Number 23. Oh, I thought you were talking about like McDonald's menu. Yeah, I'll take the number 23. I thought you meant 23.
There's 23 all the way up to McDonald's?
No, I was joking.
Oh.
I thought you meant 23 on the list, which I didn't know. Oh, no, that movie was hilarious. I unfortunately had to see that in theaters, and we made fun of that movie the whole time.
Yeah, it just wasn't that good.
And that movie White Noise with Kevin Costner?
Oh, that movie sucked.
Oh, that movie was hilarious because we were in theaters. If you look, go ahead and if you're on this podcast and you want to do something funny, go back and look at the end of that movie when Kevin Costner gets killed by the main ghost. Look at that ghost, and then look at the ghost of Voldemort that attacks Harry Potter in the first Harry Potter movie. Same CGI ghost. Voldemort killed Kevin Costner at the end of White Noise. It's conspiracy theory.
Probably. You know, those ghosts kind of scared me back when I was younger and saw them. They were creepy looking. They're just like shadows and shit.
Yeah. Well, at the
Didn't
end...
Didn't they like bend Kevin Costner's like back? Like
yeah, he fell off the abandoned building and like broke
something.
His back. Yeah, he like was broken in half.
Yeah, he broke. Yeah, crunched him up.
Yeah, but I had to see that for my friends. Like, I guess we were in middle school
birthday
at the time.
Party.
Yeah, we were at
was
a birthday.
It a birthday party.
Yeah.
Why do you take kids on a birthday party to a horror movie? That seems strange.
We did that because he wanted to see it. It was my cousin's birthday, but we went to go see it. And at the end of the movie, I screamed real loud, "Fucking Voldemort killed Kevin Costner!" A lot of people laughed. A lot of people not so happy about that.
Yeah. Well, if you're with a bunch of kids, I could see how. Was that a PG-13 movie?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
We have a lot to say about this list, so we're going to get started on this. Mark, you want to start us off?
Yeah. Just preface, hopefully Irene doesn't knock our power out. Of course, if it does, you're not going to hear any of this, but, you know, just saying. So... All right, so we're going to go over this list. If you want to look at the list yourself, it's on Rotten Tomatoes. They usually come out with a top 75 that's updated every year with the horror movies that are good. There's some omissions on here, I agree, that are kind of like, why is this not on here?
I think they fought. They could have done top 50 and been fine with it. I think there's 25 that they probably could have left off this
sure.
list.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure why they chose 75. Kind of an arbitrary number that they're just like, well, let's do 75. I don't know.
Especially the movies that are on the list in the order. Like, I have a huge problem with some of these, but, I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I guess.
You want to start
So some of them we'll know, some of them we don't. And obviously the ones that we don't know, we're not going to talk about. So if you know a movie, if we said one of the movies and you really liked it, well, let us know. Maybe I'll watch it or something.
Yeah, tell us about it. Tell us what you thought about it. Tell us in hopefully an intelligent way. tell us why it was a good movie. Don't yell at us and troll our Facebooks, you fucking
and
trolls.
And what are you drinking today, since we like to...
Oh, I'm drinking a Trogues Hopback Amber Air.
Yeah.
Amber Ale.
Yeah, Amber Ale. And I am drinking a...
Lady Beer.
Mike's... Hard black cherry lemonade, something like that. I've never heard of it before. I don't think it's that popular.
It gives you a vagina.
Yeah, whatever. It tastes good, and this is what you handed me. So,
my girlfriend calls them lady beers.
Okay, whatever.
They're
anyway,
no, they are.
Yeah, they're good. Just
all right,
not
number,
too many.
Number anyway. 75. Let's go.
All right, number 75. We got Henry, Portrait of a Killer, Portrait of a Serial Killer from 86. I don't know this movie.
Neither do I.
No? You got any idea?
Let's see. Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer is an effective, chilling profile of a killer that is pure shock and is sure to shock and disturb. Never heard of it. I've heard good things about it. It's a pretty messed up movie, I've heard, but myself, I have not seen it.
Yeah, it's got 88%, so can't be that bad.
Yeah, and 86, that was right around the same time as, like, what did Taxi Driver come out with Robert De Niro?
Hell if I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think it was the same kind of, like, very, very... shockingly violent kind of movies.
I would take a guess. It looks that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've seen it, let us know what you think about it. I really don't know that one.
Next, Paranorman.
See, I don't get this. It's not a horror movie. It shouldn't be on this kind
of... But it has horror theme. It's like horror theme.
It's a Halloween theme. It's a children's movie. I'm pretty sure it was G, if not PG. It's an animated movie. It's not... No, I wouldn't call it a horror movie. I just don't... I kind of...
Well, what do you consider horror?
Not that there was no horror elements to it,
but the horror elements of like zombies and werewolves, it forces it into the horror genre. It might not be scary, but there's no other genre to put it into.
A children's movie, that's a genre.
Yeah, it could be
animation movies, animated movies. That'd be in the same category as Despicable Me and Little Mermaid.
Is it fair to say that some movies can be into in multiple categories?
Yeah, wasn't that a Disney movie though?
Hmm.
Paranorman. I think that's a Disney movie.
I don't know. Might be.
Yeah, I never... He, like, brings his dog back from the dead and stuff. Kind of...
No. That's Frankenweenie.
Oh, that's Frankenweenie. Never mind. Oh, Paranorman. He can chill with ghosts and stuff, right?
Yeah. He sees ghosts and saves town from ghosts and shit. Anyway, he got better ratings than Frankenweenie, so... You know.
What did that... 86. Not bad.
All right, and then we have a classic, which I think a lot of people have seen, Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah, this is bullshit that this is only ranked 73.
I mean, I would
definitely.
There's
move
been
that
a
up.
Lot of really good movies,
but Poltergeist is a classic. I would definitely put that up more.
I mean, Coach is in it. How how good can it be?
Craig T. Nelson and Drew Barrymore, right? When she was a baby.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah. That was, she was the little girl.
Yeah.
They're coming. What? They're here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good. I don't think it's. I mean, I haven't watched it multiple times. I think its terrible sequels definitely diminished it.
Oh, yeah. The little midget lady was kind of creepy, and she ruined kind of the second and third.
Yeah.
And wasn't the second one done in an apartment building or something?
Third one.
They were just bad. They were bad. First one, though, I did enjoy it, especially the whole house is possessed kind of thing. So many movies after that kind of did the same kind of thing. I think it was done well in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
good. It was kind of about your house can kill you. It was a new element of, hey, look, your house can kill you. It's not just doesn't have to be.
And it was like the suburbs and stuff. It wasn't in the city.
And it was a normal family. It wasn't anybody bad, or it wasn't any kind of.
Right. It wasn't a seedy neighborhood. It was just like a kind of an everyday. And I think that's what the big scare was from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey, if you were in 1982 and you saw that, let us know what you first thought of it. You know. But
the old heads watching the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure we got tons of them.
Okay.
All right. Number 72. Dead Zone with Mr. Christopher Walken. Never seen it, but I've seen some of the show when it was remade on TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Dead Zone. That was on Sci-Fi.
USA.
Oh, USA. No, with the dude that was in... who's the main character of that? He was...
I don't know.
He was the nerdy kid from The Breakfast Club.
I forget.
Yeah, but do you remember the nerdy kid from The Breakfast Club?
Not really.
Do you remember The Breakfast Club?
Some of it.
Oh, that was a great movie.
I don't commit it to memory.
Yeah, but
it's not Home Alone, man.
The nerdy kid from Breakfast Club played the main character in the Dead Zone show, and he got pretty good looking and pretty jacked to see this dude go from this nerdy kid, like, stereotypical.
Well, yeah, he was young.
I know, but seeing him go from, like, the brat pack to this, like, jacked dude that was, like, on a serious show, it was pretty cool turnaround. I did see the show, never saw the movie.
I don't remember much of the show. Never saw the movie.
In 1980, we weren't even born in 83, so.
Well, yeah. That doesn't mean the movie's still not around.
I know. I've never seen it either. kind of want to see it, though. I've heard good things.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty good. And it's got good rating, obviously. 89%. Can't really fuck with that, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah. Christopher Walken, though, I'm curious.
I love Christopher Walken. More in his comedy roles than his serious roles, but...
Yeah, that's why I'm curious. When he was younger, he was more of a serious actor. As he grew older, he was more parodied.
Of himself.
So, yeah.
But, hey, he turned it into a hell of a career.
Yeah. So, all right. Moving on. Number 71, Blair Witch Project.
I really wasn't a huge fan.
I think it's a great movie. I think it really shows up. Oh, yeah, there it is. What is it? What they say? I think they basically, thus proving that imagination can be as scary as anything. And that's what you really take out of this movie. Like, your imagination is way scarier than
I think it was
else.
Well done, like one of the first person kind of shot movies, the shaky camera, the screaming, can't really see what's going on out of the shot. But a lot of the movie happened out of the shot. But.
Yeah.
But you did, yeah. And like you said, it was real fear because these people were stuck, these actors were stuck in the woods. And people in the, like the director and all the producers and everything, were just making noises in the forest. So it's kind of, it was actual fear. A lot of it wasn't faked fear. Even though they knew they weren't really in any danger.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Your mind starts, as actors, your mind probably thinks like, oh shit, like what if something happened to them and these are people just playing games on us or, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. And that's the whole imagination thing.
Yeah, your mind starts to wonder. That's one of the first movies that did the whole viral campaign thing, really did it.
And
well.
It was supposed to be based on a true story kind
but
of stuff.
But it's not.
Yeah, but that's.
Which is the viral campaign, which was ingenious.
It really was. I mean, that movie probably made a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. They made a shit ton of money
especially
off the movie.
That budget was probably so small, too.
Extremely small.
Unknown actors. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think I've heard of any of the actors since then, but...
Yeah. Extremely small. And the directors probably didn't have to do anything ever again.
That movie... They made a second one, didn't they?
Yeah. Not by the same directors, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
The Book of Shadows. And the logic was, we can't do this whole... shaky camera thing again. Well, look at Paranormal Activity. They've been doing this whole shaky camera shit constantly.
Ugh,
and people keep paying for it.
Because they're stupid.
Well, regardless, they're still making money off of them. And the Book of Shadows is just a straightforward movie and it just bombed.
People paid for up to what, like Saw 7 and Scary Movie 5? I mean, people paid for point, basically they,
yeah,
anything.
I mean, at that point, they just wanted to see a scary movie, I think. Yeah. And that was basically it. But, all right.
The Exorcist, number 70. I think that's way too low for The Exorcist. That movie was
oh shit!
Up.
Lights flickering. That's scary. Yeah, The Exorcist. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I've never seen The Exorcist.
Seriously?
It just seriously, I haven't seen it.
That's amazing.
I don't know if it holds up this day.
Oh, you know? It still does completely. It's the main actor, Linda Blair. She was psychotic in that movie. Messed up movie, especially for that time. Very shocking. It was the 70s.
Oh yeah, it came out in 73. Yeah.
She's stabbing herself with a cross in like the vagina and like all this shit that was coming out of a little girl's mouth. It's a disturbing movie. It really was scary. I don't know if it was really one of the first, I'd call possession movies.
Possession,
Was it?
Yeah,
was
I'd consider it possession. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that, but I think it was one of the
I doubt it.
It's one of the most jarring, I think, horror movies, especially for the time. I think it definitely was a mold breaker at that point in time.
I mean, you get that a lot.
And a lot of it was shot in one room, and that's also what made it so brilliant. It could keep your attention for so long only being shot in such, like, very few locations.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had any desire to really say it, but I know a lot of the scenes and shit like that.
Number 69.
The Bird with the Crystal Plumage. This looks like an Italian film.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
No clue.
1969? Yep, 69.
Oh, got it. 91%.
Your favorite number. Anyway.
91%. That's actually very good.
Yeah, no, it is. But you have to understand the context of that 91%. When they made it in 69, it was a 91%. Today, would it be? Who knows?
Well, don't they still rate what they would be nowadays? Can't people still go on there?
Not the critics can't. Probably not. If they do a reissue, like if they reissue it with like a new DVD, they might But still,
91's still pretty damn good.
Re-critic it. Yeah, re-critic it.
Critique?
Yeah, re-critique it, yeah. So then we got 68. By the way, real quick, I don't know if the audience would like us being like, 68. Should we just like kind of like just run through them like when we see them?
Give the number.
Yeah?
That's, we're going to give you the number.
All right, I didn't know people would be like, oh, finally they're at number one. Thank God.
The Shining.
Yeah, good movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, The Shining. Hilarious.
The
Shining.
Oh, yeah, the
hilarious Simpsons episode.
Yeah, Treehouse.
Shining, yeah, it's a good movie. Nothing like the book.
Yeah, I don't think it's a 68, though. I think it should be a little higher, too.
I mean, again, there's so many movies. I think it's tough to judge. I don't know how they judge these, because...
The Little Kid was great, and what, Heidi Fleiss, was that?
Shelley Duvall?
Was that the...
The mom?
That was who that was?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh. Maybe she did the...
Me don't know.
I have no clue.
But, yeah, Jack Nicholson, love him in this movie. He's great.
Crazy
and
motherfucker.
Kubrick is just a good director. You can't really mess
with him. Some amazing shots in that movie, too. The cinematography. Yeah. Like, some of the outside shots, and then also, like, the elevator, all the blood coming out. Like, that shot is just awesome. And it's like really a what-the-fuck moment, because it's like you're not really expecting the elevator just to be filled with blood.
Yeah, the blood usually gets off at the second level. So. Yeah. that's a Simpsons reference.
I mean, and the little kid was great in that movie, too.
It's a long-ass movie, though.
Rad Rom.
Long-ass movie. So if it's ever on TV, be prepared to sit down.
3-4 hours, probably.
And you know, Jack Nicholson, the famous line, here's Johnny. He ad-libbed that line completely. That's not in the script. And so just goes to show you the power of Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now 67, one of my favorite movies that I personally own, Near Dark from 87. Yeah. It's like the best
vampire movie.
Yeah, vampire film about a ranch hand who gets bitten by a vampire and they kidnap him and take him on the road. It's kind of like a mix between a vampire and an outlaw movie. And it's just really, really good.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
It's just really good. I mean, some of the lines are a little lame at times.
Well, it was an 80s movie. I mean...
Yeah, but, you know, some of the lines were really lame, but in general, it still holds up. It's really good. It's done by Kathryn Bigelow, who won the Academy Award for The Hurt Locker, which I wasn't a huge fan of. But
oh, yeah. I've yet to see that, too. I really wanted to see that.
Yeah, you know, but anyway...
Another movie, 28 Days Later.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah, great movie. I remember seeing trailers for this. And
it was a lot different than I expected when I finally saw it. And I liked it. I thought it was going to be a lot more horror-ish, especially with the whole zombie kind of aspect to it.
Well, there's a good amount.
Well, but it wasn't like too crazy. Like, I mean, it was more of a, I would say, like a psychological thriller. Like when they're they lock the guy, they have that dude chained up outside. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with him, those friends, and like the militant people.
Like, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the movie in a while, so I'm just like nodding my head. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
yeah. It was a lot different. I thought it was going to be a lot. I guess a lot more frightening. A little bit more straightforward, violent kind of zombie attacks than.
I mean, it was pretty violent at the end. It's pretty violent at the end. Getting people's heads twisted off and shit.
At the end, don't they set out the flag and everything or try to get rescued?
No, they are at the military house.
Yeah.
And they let loose some of the zombies in the house, and the zombies go around terrorizing everyone while they escape.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't the end of the movie.
It's pretty much the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess, but like I just expected...
I mean, it's pretty violent.
I expected a little bit more from a zombie movie, as in I did enjoy the movie, but I expected it to be different than it was.
Well, I liked it. I hate when zombie movies get too gory. I don't care about gore or shit like that. I just
did. I mean, Danny Boyle's a good director too. So
yeah, it's one of his first.
Yeah.
All right, A Turn of the Page, Misery.
That was another Bates, Stephen King movie.
Yeah, Kathy Bates, pretty ugly. What can you say?
James Caan.
Yeah.
I mean, a decent movie.
I've never seen it, but I hear good things.
Based off the book, kind of weird. Kathy Bates, it's more of a super fan kind of thing. She's the stan of James Caan. Kidnaps him in the house and he has a broken leg, trying to basically keep him there. He tries to escape, tries to kill him, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's pretty good movie. I mean,
yeah. No, I hear good things, but it just, again, haven't really seen it on TV and was like, oh, I want to see it. But yeah. All right, 64, yeah. Attack the Block.
A movie I just saw previews for that I really want to see, and you said was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's not like super scary. It's got some parts.
British movie, correct?
Yeah, British movie. And it's a good social commentary mixed with like adventure and little comedy.
And it takes place in the ghettos of
the slums, which the slums don't actually look that slummish in Britain, which I'm kind of like, what?
And it's teenagers? Is the whole movie like
teenagers, around? Young adult, yeah, teenagers, people in their 20s.
And it's done by, who's it done by?
Joe Cornish.
I don't know. Like who the two guys that wrote it. The guys that did Shaun of the Dead and all that.
Yeah. Those guys. They did write it. And I think one of them is actually in it.
Yeah, the briefly. Chubbier guy.
Yeah, he's in it. And no, it's a good movie. Yeah, it's
the guys
good.
That did, what, Shaun of the Dead, Run, Fat Boy, Run, Hot Fuzz. Fuzz, and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movies.
It's a good movie. So, I suggest watching. It's new, too. Came out in 2011. Wow, 2011. It's almost going to be 2013. I guess it's not that new anymore.
Oh, yeah, right there. Producers. Yeah, the producers.
Yeah. Yep. All right, moving on. Kronos.
Oh, that's a Benicio del Toro movie.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. The director, not the actor.
No, I've seen Kronos. I like it. It's a little bit different take on the vampire flick where a device gives you vampirism. And this kid's grandpa contracts it, and the grandpa kind of like feels young again, and he's happy and shit like that. Ron Perlman is in it. In every Guillermo del Toro movie, and he's always a badass, so you can always like Ron Perlman.
He's a badass in a lot of the things he plays in. Like he's in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, and he's Hellboy.
Yeah, he is Hellboy. Yeah.
And yeah, it's a good movie. It's a Spanish movie. I mean, if you see it, I'd say check it out. I wouldn't say go out of your way. I don't think it's a movie for everyone. It was one of Guillermo del Toro's first movies, so it's not as good as the others, but it's still a good one. So, and then we have another one.
Another Guillermo del Toro movie. Devil's Backbone,
which I really like. I think it's really good. It's just about, it takes place, much like Pan's Labyrinth, during the Spanish Revolutionary War. The fight between the communists and the fascists. And that's just a time period that not a lot of people in America really talk about. Because it's a war during World War II as well. So it's kind of like overlooked.
Yeah.
And I think it's really great.
What was it? What's it about?
It's about a young boy who is left at a foster house, like this giant foster house where there's like tons of kids, and they're being taken care of by these select few people, and there's a ghost there and stuff like that, and it, you know, it goes on from there.
He didn't do The Orphanage, right?
He produced it.
Oh, isn't that kind of close to the same?
Not the same thing. This one focuses on the kid more. Orphanage focused on the adult more.
Oh, okay.
So it was definitely different. But it's a good movie. I think it's really good. And it has a really really good ending. I really like a good ending always seals a movie. And, you know, so that's really stuck out for me. Phantom of the Opera from 1925. Love the musical.
Yeah,
I haven't good, say good I've musical. Seen this one, but yeah. I guess I'll take your word on this one.
Yeah, I never saw that one. I do enjoy the musical. I mean, Sarah Brightman, great singer.
Yeah, she's somewhat cute. I find her a little cute.
I don't really know what she looks like. I can't remember off the top of my head.
You've seen her.
I know, I've seen her.
She was in the Michael Crawford YouTube video.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head what she looks
she's
like.
Kind she's kind of chipmunky
brunette.
Looking.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I like her big eyes. I don't know.
Well, she was in it with Michael Crawford, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, great
she,
musical.
She was,
both of them.
She was married to the director.
So. Very good singers.
Yeah.
And you're actually doing a song from
I'm doing Music of the Night for my recital piece. It'll be good. I can't wait. I'm pretty Ooh. Confident on it.
Yeah. Was and Phantom of the Opera 1925, I guess that was the original?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I didn't know when that musical was actually written.
It's been done tons and tons of times.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was 1925 or
I don't even know
prior.
If you can call like doing Phantom of the Opera a revival because it's just always pertinent.
It's always come.
So
it's
you can't
done.
Ever be like revival.
Number six, The Wicker Man.
Not the Nicolas Cage version.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen this version. It's still weird.
Is it still weird?
It's still weird.
Yeah, never really had the urge, especially from the Nicolas Cage one, never really had the urge to see this movie.
I don't find it particularly interesting, but other people might.
Can you explain it a little bit?
A guy goes to, now I forget exactly, but basically a police officer investigating a disappearance of a girl goes to a town And it's just like weird things. Just the people are weird. And, you know, and eventually
they kill him.
He finds out why. Well, I'm not going to ruin it in case you want to see it. So 59, if you want to see a really weird movie, Eraserhead. Wow. Weird. David Lynch. I'm pretty sure David Lynch called Philadelphia like a crater or something like that. He based a lot of his imagery off of Philadelphia from the 70s. And Philadelphia in the 70s was just terrible and terrible looking. And in the movie, it's just all industrial and disgusting looking. And their baby is like a monster and stuff.
Never saw it.
It's a weird movie. Very weird. Very weird. I would check it out if you're in for something weird.
Kind of looks like a Twilight Zone kind of thing.
Weirder.
Weirder.
Much weirder. Much weirder than anything Twilight Zone.
Doesn't surprise me.
So, it's, yeah. Okay, Let Me In. Remake of Let the Right One In.
Nah, I'd say bullshit. The original, Let the Right One In, great movie. Let Me In,
Yeah, but it's also 58, so, you know.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about that, though. I mean,
it was good. It just wasn't as good.
Yeah, I think they probably ruined some of the meaning behind it with a change in dialogue.
Well, I mean, I've read the book, too, so it's a change of context, for sure. Is it better? It depends on your taste, I think. I think it really depends on that. So, 57, the original Fright Night. Great movie. Love it. I think it's just really good. Have you seen it?
The original? No. Saw the remake.
Remake was good, too.
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Remake was good.
Thought it was funny. Like, they definitely have they do a good job of balancing the violence and the, like, comedy. I love movies that can have such tension-building moments and still diffuse it with a little bit of comedy. I think that they did a great job with it.
Yeah, it's a good movie, the new one. And the old one, it's a good one, too. Really like it.
Who's in that one?
No one really known. That's one of the good parts, I think, about it, is when you go back and watch it, you're not like, oh, that's so-and-so when they were young. No, it's just the guy next door kind of looking dude. The Fly, this is the Jeff Goldblum.
Never really a fan of it. Weird.
I liked it. It was weird. It's weird when you see
him spitting up acid or whatever he did and killing. It was weird.
Yeah, it's weird when you see him kind of turning and shit like that. That's definitely weird. So now we're getting into a bunch that I don't know. The Mummy from 32. If it's not the remake, I don't know anything about
original,
it.
Original, that was Boris Karloff, ugly dude. So I had to watch pieces of it for a film class. I mean, it was the original kind of scary movie. Not bad. Silent, I guess you could say. I guess he Boris Karloff was kind of really the big name in horror movies back then. It wasn't necessarily good to today's standards. From back then, it was definitely thrilling. Bit boring to probably our standards, yeah.
So you're saying watch it?
Probably. Oh, I mean, gotcha. If you really want to see where the roots of horror movies came from, then definitely see The Mummy. If not, if you really just want to watch a good horror movie, then I wouldn't really suggest it. I think a lot of people in today's world would
kind of... Well, that's a ringing endorsement for The Mummy from 1932.
Yeah, not the new
one. I think you did enough to already bash the movie. Now you can bash with I Walked with a Zombie, which I have never seen either.
Yeah, 1943. Yeah, never saw it.
Yeah. All right, so I can't wait if any film buffs are watching this, listening to this, and we haven't seen it, you can tell me how much not a film buff I am because I haven't seen a lot of the older movies, which I wouldn't fault you for that. All right, 2004, Shaun of the Dead.
Love that movie.
It's a good movie. I don't find it that funny, but I can watch it.
I thought it was pretty good. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, they're the two guys, yeah. I did think it was kind of funny. I thought also they did a good job adding the relationship aspects of it, where he's like kind of fighting with his girlfriend the whole movie, kind of added that into it. They kind of did good with the light dramatic side and like relationship, the character development and relationship building while this whole...
So I'm looking for in a horror movie, character and relationships.
But I think they did a good job squeezing that in without making it seem too cheesy. And it's pretty funny, the running around with like cricket bats and stuff, aim for the head, Shaun of the Dead. I mean, it was a big tagline. I think they just
Isn't that what you would do? Wait, the fuck are you doing?
You had hair on your microphone. I was just getting it off.
Oh, my God. You at least let me mute it first.
It didn't make a noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to this.
Guys,
tell Justin about the noise. It's all his fault.
Yeah. Suck it, Mark. I did enjoy Shaun of the Dead, though.
Yes, it's pretty good. All right. Original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 74. Never seen the original.
Messed up. Not as gory as the second one, but still pretty messed up.
Second one? Do you mean the remake?
The remake, yeah. That one, I actually laughed a lot in that movie. I do. They call it a lot of movies, though. What kind of aggravates me? So many movies are based off of quote unquote Ed Gein, but they're not. This is. So is Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. He was probably the closest to Ed Gein, who cut up people and wore their skin as clothes. But Texas Chainsaw Massacre was actually based off of a different family in Texas that was doing a similar thing. And it was kind of more of an urban legend. It wasn't based off of Ed Gein at all.
I wonder if they were exchanging, like, letters. Like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I just cut off some dude's face.
No, probably
like,
not.
How'd you do it? Oh.
I'm not a fan of this type of movie because it is just, like, kind of gory. That, like, guy in a crazy person with a chainsaw running around cutting people up. But in the remake, pretty funny. This dude's outside running through. And I think they said it was kind of a mold breaker because it was one of the first horror movies to take place in the daytime.
Yeah. Scare in the daytime, yeah.
Most horror movies take place at either night or in like kind of an enclosed space. This movie, broad daylight, people are getting fucked up by the chainsaw. And in the remake, they have this guy running through a bunch of white sheets and just running through like, oh my God, this guy's chasing me. Out of nowhere, this chainsaw just comes out and his leg just goes like tumbling, goes flying. And it's funny.
I forgot that.
Because you just see this guy running, then all of a sudden, you just see his leg flying by him. And it's just like his leg just got cut off with a chainsaw. Which, first of all, it wouldn't happen that quickly and that smoothly. But it's just funny because you would hear a chainsaw. It's
yeah.
Like, this dude's just going to flunk. There goes your leg like tumbling on the ground. It was pretty funny.
Well, anyway. tumbling, hilarious. Carrie, this is a hilarious movie.
not really. The mom in this movie annoyed the crap out of me.
Well, yeah, that's the idea, I think. I think you're supposed to feel a bit bad for Carrie at the end, but then she becomes really evil and you're like, just kills I don't know if I like you as much.
Yeah, so
that's one of the conflicting things about a movie like this.
Yeah, I mean, definitely interesting, unique, worth a 91%. I don't think so, but I mean, it was messed up. It was definitely messed up. I'm not a huge again movies like this. It was all about bullies. This girl coming back and just basically murdering everybody at prom.
Well, you're rooting for it for sure.
I just don't enjoy movies with that whole situation going on. I mean, wasn't a bad movie, just not a huge fan of it.
Mm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not bad. I'm not like gonna rave over it.
Yeah, but, not a movie I'd watch again. I really have no urge to.
It was on TV.
Another Stephen King movie.
Stephen King. Yep. Yep. Novel. Yep. He's in a lot. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, 31. Don't know.
Saw this actually.
Well.
Yeah.
What about it?
Had to watch it in the same film class. Not bad. I mean, interesting. Definitely cool to see a movie from that era. Definitely old style. How it's shot, how it's directed, the lines in the movie. Some of the stuff can get convoluted because I don't understand what they're talking about.
Right.
Because I don't understand the times back then or the way they spoke with some of the lingo.
Were they like, how are you tonight? I'm gay. They're like, I'm very gay tonight too. And you were like, what? Gay?
No, not that bad. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, not a bad movie. Definitely, I'd say go see it because it's an old timey movie, and I really like the old time feeling movies. And it definitely had certain horror elements that would still stand up today.
I like, if anything, about the old time movies. We're looking at the poster. I love the posters. The posters always look way awesome back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the posters for the movie, like hanging up.
The design, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I don't know what it is about it, but you know. Maybe it's just that look, but
all right, cracking the top 50, number 49.
Reanimator. I've never seen it. I don't know.
It's pretty gory, crazy movie. Not a huge fan of it. I mean, because I'm not a huge like fan of the jump scares and gore kind of stuff, but I mean, definitely the pretty scarring movie.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
like,
I've never.
I'm pretty sure like this naked lady's getting screamed at by her dad's head. It's weird. Yeah.
Okay. Weird. Yeah. All right. Zombieland at 48. Which I like. I don't think it's scary. I just think it's a good movie.
Good, funny movie. Jesse, what's his name? Jesse Eisenberg. Mark Zuckerberg in the
Yeah, he'll forever be known as Mark Zuckerberg now.
Actually, funny thing, his little sister was the Coca-Cola girl for many years. Like, she was in the Coca-Cola commercial or the Pepsi commercials. She had like long, curly, dark brown hair, buck teeth. Was like super tiny.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was like a actress like for the commercials for I believe it was Pepsi or Coke for a long time. And now, yeah, her brother's a big actor now too. He's done
now. Now he's Mark Zuckerberg.
He's done that. He's done this. He's done what's that movie about the carnival?
Adventureland,
yeah.
30 minutes or less,
yeah. He's done some good movies. He's like the more versatile version of the kid from Superbad and Juno.
Jonah Hill.
No, and Juno.
Michael Cera?
He's like the more versatile Michael Cera.
Yeah, a little
kind of,
bit.
He kind of plays the same roles, but I think he's
not as dweebish.
Yeah, and he plays more of he has more emotion, I guess you could say, in his roles.
Yeah, I mean, he's a better actor, for sure.
Yeah, I think... I think he's given more chances to play wider ranges of roles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, versus Michael Cera. It's obviously typecasted into mm-hmm. certain roles, which, you know, hey, whatever. As long as you get paid, right?
he's making the money.
Yeah, he is. Well, maybe not anymore, but... All right. Horror of Dracula.
1958.
Never seen it. It looks like it's a Hammer Films movie, which is Hammer's a very respected horror production house back in the day. Yeah, horror studios. Never seen it.
No, neither have I.
No.
Dracula movies, usually the Dracula movies. The not Bram Stoker's actually wasn't bad.
You mean this Kubrick one? Or the Coppola version, right?
Coppola, yeah.
It's Coppola.
What's the other one? The big director for all of horror movies that did it, the Dracula.
I don't know.
There was another one that did it. Can't think of
maybe it would be on
right
this
now.
List.
Yeah.
Village of the Damned.
Didn't see it 60. Also.
No. Nope.
1960.
I'm moving on.
At 95%. Wow.
Cat People. Fuck this. Nah, I don't know. Cat People I heard is classic, but...
Yeah. Is that like Cats on Broadway?
No, I don't think it's like Cats. I don't think they're dancing around.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Something in the movie.
House on Haunted Hill, the original, with Vincent Price.
Vincent Price. Good actor right
Hilarious.
There.
Hilarious.
Never saw it. Saw the remake. Not a huge fan of the remake, but I mean,
the remake is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I mean, that probably wasn't a bad movie. 95%. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it might have been scary back then, but Vincent Price, hilarious.
Next movie's good.
Nosferatu.
Phantom
of the Night.
Yeah.
Nosferatu
the Vampire. Yeah, Phantom of the Night. Good movie.
Was this like a remake of it? Or was it just like an updated version? Like, did they redo did they color it or something?
I'm not really sure. It might be.
Okay, it is a remake by Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
It was a remake. Okay.
Yeah, good. Decent. The 1922 version also good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I say, but yeah.
The Wolfman.
Decent movie. Special effects at the time. Killer.
Yeah, special effects at the time, for sure.
The makeup, as while it was pretty horrible for the time, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go with what you got, you know? And yeah. Suspiria 41.
You like that?
I mean, I didn't say I liked it. I said it was good.
I think it looks horribly acted and weird.
I think everyone should watch it because I think when Preston Steve were talking about it and those guys were talking about it, yeah, they tried to make like a really grand horror, like really like colorful, not bleak. But like really like grandiose and shit like that. Like it's not like your typical like pull the door away and it's behind the door. No, it's like very like big and loud and the set pieces are very like colorful.
It was the epitome of the 70s.
It's very visual. It's very visual.
It's the 70s style through and through. Kind of creepy, I would say, but I don't think it was. I don't think
some parts are creepy.
I think the acting kind of is what made its it lose its effect for me.
I mean, it's a tough movie to follow, but I would say if you're into something different, it's an Italian movie.
Sorry,
guys.
And I think the gore is kind of a lot of it was unbelievable. Like it was clearly fake.
Yeah, the gore is not very good looking. Yeah. All right, 40 Dawn of the Dead, the original.
Good movie.
Yeah, I've never seen the original. Everything I
George Romero, good director also.
Well, a few movies he's a good director of. What not movies, every movie.
What movies didn't you like of his?
Like, he's been going on with, like, the Dawn of the Dead series for, like...
Is he still directing them? I thought they had a different director now.
Well, he still is a producer.
Oh. Yeah, well...
He still say.
Movie was good. I think it was.
So, yeah, no, this one. This one was. Theater of Blood with Vincent Price again. Oh, yeah. Deliciously campy. Okay, this automatically means when I hear that word campy...
When you hear Vincent Price, you think campy.
Yeah, this is true. I just don't think I could get into it, but...
I don't know. I would see it just to... see what it was like.
Maybe if someone else was watching it.
Darkly comic and sometimes quite gory.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a fan of the gore, but fan of the campiness.
Yeah.
Camp, what was it? There was a movie that was very, very campy. It was like a
Evil Dead.
No, a different movie.
Okay.
Oh, Evil Dead was good, though, with
very campy.
Sam Raimi?
Yeah. First movie, yeah.
Halloween. Classic. Mm-hmm. I think that should be higher than 38.
Probably, I would think so. Only because it really defined a slasher flick for a generation. And I didn't realize how hot Jamie Lee Curtis was
when she was young.
Until you saw her in like Trading Places and you're like, what the fuck?
Being naked.
Are you kidding me? She was hot? Like, you watch Freaky Friday and you're like, ooh.
That's when Lindsay Lohan was hot.
Yeah.
What happened to both of them?
Well, Jamie Lee Curtis grew older. Lindsay Lohan just fucked up.
Yeah, started doing coke and stuff.
Yeah, Halloween's a classic.
Yeah, great movie. Definitely one of those, definitely added the suspense aspect to horror with like, he's coming towards you. Oh my God, he's still coming towards you. Get away from him. It was, I think it really added a huge suspense element, which made it all that much more scary.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Stop yawning into the microphone.
I'm not yawning, I'm muting the mic. Actually.
John Carpenter, that's the director I was thinking of. Didn't he do a Dracula movie?
No, he did vampire movies, though.
I thought he did Dracula.
No, he did one with Kevin Bacon as a vampire hunter. Yeah. Yeah, he did one with Kevin Bacon.
Tremors? I hope that movie's on this list.
No, but that is an amazing movie.
Yes, it is. I really hope it's on this list. And The Faculty? I hope that's on here, too.
House of Wax, Vincent Price.
The remake was horrible.
With Paris Hilton?
Yes.
What tipped you off right there?
That was some of the stupidest movies.
Yeah, no, that was dumb. But, all right, House of Wax, the original. Wow, that's a 3D movie? Really?
Oh, yeah, it was one of the original 3D movies.
No shit.
Yep, that's when it really didn't catch on yet.
Okay.
It had to come back in the 70s, which it doesn't catch on, and then it came back, 10 years ago and started to catch on, really.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, we better speed this shit up. We only got like 18 minutes left.
We can do it. Ringu. I'm guessing that's the ring.
The Japanese version, yeah. Which is weird. I'm surprised they put the Japanese version.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it.
What was that?
Heard good things.
So. What was that movie with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
The Grudge, terrible.
With the little Japanese kid.
It's funny because I was at the gym and we have a movie room and they're playing at the gym. I was just like, why? Like,
yeah, they were playing Saw like 5 at my gym the other day.
Like, why? Stupid. All right, next we got The Fly, the original. It's fine.
Oh,
I haven't
seen
it.
They already put the other one on there.
Yeah, well, the remake. And we're going to move on for the sake of time. Cabin in the Woods, I like it.
Really wanted to see that. It was a great movie.
I like it a lot. I'll say it again. I just think it's a good movie. It's not that scary, but it's just really well done. And they really play off of the stereotype of those kids in the woods really well.
Yeah, I heard it like definitely has a lot of pot shots and a lot of homages to other horror movies.
Yep, a lot. It's cool. I like it. All right, here's another... Romero movie that probably not a lot of people have heard of. Martin? A kid who thinks he's a vampire.
Wasn't that a movie with Martin Short? What was that movie with Martin Short was in?
I don't know.
When he's old, but he acts like a little kid. Oh, great movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suggest people check this one out because it's not a zombie movie and Romero does it. And
little kid thinks he's a vampire.
Yeah, like a high school kid thinks he's a vampire. Nightmare on Elm Street. Never heard of it.
Freddy Krueger, yeah. One of the first movies where you could actually get killed in your dreams, right?
I don't know if it was the first movies, but it's definitely a classic.
Definitely a classic, yeah. Freddy Krueger is one of the biggest horror icons of the time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a good movie.
Oh, yeah. The original Dracula is up next.
Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi, another great horror actor. a lot of your movies. Dracula.
Big genre actor.
Really haven't seen that one, but I mean, probably pretty decent.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I had to check it out.
Drag Me to Hell.
Was scared as shit seeing it in the theaters.
Yeah. I heard that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Saw a lot, very stylized, very.
Somewhat. It's really gross at parts.
Yeah.
It's really like Sam Raimi likes to do really gross shit in his movies.
Yeah.
Like throwing up on people. It's like, ugh. Yeah. But it's a good movie.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Saw bits and pieces. Haven't ever seen the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Peeping Tom, which is
1960.
Never seen.
Got a 95%. Wow. Never saw it either. What's it about?
A Peeping Tom, clearly.
No. Meditation.
Psychology of a killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Voyeuristic cinema. Yeah, makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
Dead of Night.
1945.
Never heard of it.
Yep. 96% though.
Fuck
wow.
This. We move it on.
Don't Look Now.
No idea. I feel Donald Sutherland. I like Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland is
can't
a good
even
actor.
Talk. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that looks like a good movie.
What's this one about? Married couple is haunted by a series of mysterious occurrences after death of the young daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, child movie. They're usually pretty creepy.
Yeah, I like when kids die. It's cool.
Yeah. The Birds.
The Bird. The classic Hitchcock.
Very.
Never seen it.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's kind of creepy, especially at the end because like they're in their house and like, oh yeah, we're away from the birds. The birds are crashing through windows and getting into getting them. It's definitely a freaky movie. Scary, I want to say. But actually, one of the cool things I read about, they actually sewed bird seed into the inside of the people's costumes and their coats so to make the birds come at them
to make it
seem like they're attacking them. So they actually sewed bird
That's
seed
smart.
On the inside. Yeah. They were very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very crafty and very good with the way they did things back then.
Okay.
To get those special effects when they really didn't have the CGI or any of the effects.
Yeah, yeah. CGI is such a cop-out anyway. Yeah. Anyway, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 78 version. Liked it. Good.
Yeah. Bit funny.
Really? I didn't think it was funny.
Oh. I have a sick sense of humor sometimes.
I mean, maybe because you've seen all the memes of Donald Sutherland going like... you know, just seeing that meme over and over again. Well, yeah. It's fucking hilarious then, but... All right, The Innocents.
Never
seen. I'm taking a wild guess. It's the same as that movie with in the early 2000s with what's her name? Who married Tom Cruise, the girl?
Before Katie Holmes?
No, one before her.
What's
her name?
I don't.
Blonde?
I don't know.
Was in Eyes Wide Shut.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, in that movie with her, remember?
Oh, with the little kids in the house?
I'm taking a wild guess. It's the same thing.
What was
it?
That
sounds like it. I don't know.
What is that? The Gubrious and Brilliantly Realized Adaptation of Henry James's classic novella, The Turn of the Screw.
No, no, I like that name, The Turn of the Screw.
Where's the skeleton key? It's not on here.
Shut up. Silence of the Lambs. I've never actually seen the full movie.
Seriously. Great movie. Love the movie. Definitely crazy. And I mean, Anthony Hopkins, amazing actor. Really does. And what's your face? Jodie Foster, amazing in this movie too. Very good. Like even from the beginning, like the Buffalo Bill thing when he has the, you know, puts the lotion in the basket and the whole Ed Gein kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good movie. I really enjoyed it. It's creepy.
Okay.
Second one and third one were pretty decent too. The whole book series, if you want to read good books, they were great. Hannibal, amazing book. Really did enjoy that book. And it's actually about Hannibal Lecter's life when he was younger and like about like how he was growing up. I think it was during World War II. He was growing up during World War II and like all the messed up things he's seen and how he became who he was. And then Red Dragon, which was the sequel. It went Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, which was Edward Norton's in it, who's also a great actor.
Yeah.
And then it went
yeah.
Hannibal, which is the prequel to Silence of the Lambs. Mm. Also very good though.
All right. Well, there's another one. The next one on the list. Wow, I can't talk.
Freaks.
Another one that comes up a lot. Never seen.
Yeah. Todd Browning, one of the big horror directors back then. Never seen it either. Not really sure what it's about.
No, but I briefly know what it's about. It's about the people in a freak show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it's about. Night of the Living Dead, the original classic, because it's not really a horror film as much as it's a social commentary. Romero's really good at doing social commentaries in vain, disguising them as horror films. He's really good at that. But I suggest watching it if you get a chance. Evil Dead 2, great movie. Way better than the original. Hilarious. Bruce Campbell is funny.
Oh, that's who I said. Yeah, Bruce Campbell. Love him as an actor. So funny.
Yeah, they're remaking Evil Dead, actually.
With his boomstick? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The shotgun.
It's a great movie. It's hilarious. I just think it's really good.
Yeah, great, great director, great sense of humor, and Bruce Campbell. I mean, was that one of his first movies?
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, and then now he's on Burn Notice.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, and he did the Old Spice commercials as himself. I mean, definitely a manly man of the day. Very hilarious movies.
Yeah, yeah. Deep Red. Don't know.
Profondo Rosso. That looks
like another Italian movie. Looks kind of gory. But fucking moving on. Eyes Without a Face. Actually just saw this the other day. French movie.
Any good?
Interesting. Not scary. Kind of creepy. Really good visuals.
What's it about?
It's about a dad who's a doctor who is trying to cut people's faces off and give them to his daughter.
Why would he give her faces?
Because apparently he cut her face off for some reason, or something happened to her face, and now he's trying to get faces for her. So they drug women and then cut their faces off.
And she can just, like, exchange them and just put them on?
That's the idea. I mean, it doesn't work exactly as planned, but,
that's
kind of
weird.
It's got good visuals, and it's very... a lot of the acting is done with the eyes and movements, not a lot of dialogue.
Very emotional acting, I'm guessing.
Very. It had to be tough to act. Very tough. Vampire, the...
The Trône des Alain Grey?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That looks kind of cool, though. The visuals look good.
I'm guessing that's the trauma of Alain Grey. Don't know it. 1931, never heard of it. Vampire ranks in the circles of one of the greatest horror films of all time. You should watch it then.
Maybe.
Definitely go check it out.
Invasion
100%. Wow, I just saw that. 100%. Definitely is probably a great movie then.
Yeah. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the original... Never saw the original.
Never saw the original.
But I take it, guess it's creepy. Let the Right One In.
Number 15.
Yes. Really, 15. Really good movie. If you want, it's not really that scary.
Not really, yeah.
But it's just such a good movie between just like...
And amazingly acted for 12-year-olds.
Yeah,
like very young kids.
Yeah, the kids who act in it were just really good.
They're very mature for their age, especially for the acting skill and the amount of emotion they were able to put into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's just like just beautifully shot and just very well done. It has a 98% Rotten Tomatoes. You just can't fuck with it.
No, good movie.
Yeah.
A lot better than the remake, the American remake. Mm-hmm. If you can read subtitles, I suggest seeing it.
Yeah, if you can read.
yeah.
Yeah. Night of the Hunter.
Don't know it.
Never seen it. Heard good things, though.
1955.
I gotta catch it out.
Robert Mitchum was a pretty good actor. So is Shelley Winters.
Catch it out. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah. The Evil Dead. Good movie. Liked it.
Yeah.
Yep. Just, it's a classic low-budget horror.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi again.
Yep.
They always do a great job of... It's very campy.
Very campy.
Very funny.
If you want to see, like... people getting raped by trees and stuff. This is right up your alley. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And yeah, $350,000 budget. Yeah.
Yeah, good deal. Aliens, loved it.
Great movie.
Great movie, yep.
Wow, yeah, look, 100%.
Yeah, good cast.
Sigourney Weaver, definitely a very good movie.
Yep, it's just, just a good sequel. One of the classic good sequels that could be better than the original, really arguable.
They were scary movies. When I first saw that, I legitimately was scared, and it wasn't. Because I think what made it better, too, it wasn't... I think a lot of movies are stupid when they're horror movies just because you're like, come on, like, don't go into that room, you idiot. You know there's somebody there, or don't do this. It's kind of like these people are putting themselves in stupid situations to have these things happen. Aliens, you're in space. It's a sci-fi movie. They're just these fucking aliens in your ship that are eating people. And then like the face huggers that are...
That look like vaginas.
Yeah, that are coming into your insides and coming out your side. Like
vaginas are scary, guys. That's what you should take away.
Vagina, or was it teeth? That movie was scary.
Yeah. Wow, that's not on here, but.
Oh, that's a shame. Teeth, about vagina dentata.
All right.
Scary movie if you want to see one.
Let's move on. Rosemary's Baby. Loved it. Good movie.
Good movie, yeah. Roman Polanski.
Yeah, just really good, about a girl who thinks she's impregnated by Satan.
Which basically, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of what it's about, and it's just really good. It's in black and white. Deal with it. Still looks good. Original Frankenstein. Never saw it.
Yeah. Again, decent, boring. Kind of more of the whole social commentary aspect. That's what the book was originally written for. But I mean, decent. if you want to see it, if you kind of have a, if, I would say, yeah, Boris Karloff, again, great, does a great job as Frankenstein. If you can handle those kind of movies and want to see a great old school movie, that very, I would suggest seeing it. If you really don't, if you want a more new school horror movie, don't see it.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Number nine.
The Invisible Man. Never saw. It's probably not as good as Hollow Man.
Hollow Man was horrible. Kevin Bacon. Yeah, horrible movie.
Like, yeah,
horrible. Bites the gerbil's head off or whatever. Yeah, yeah, it's such a horrible movie.
All right, we're going to move on because we don't care. Psycho.
Great movie.
Classic. One of the classic Hitchcock movies where you think the movie's going to be about the money in the briefcase, and it's not.
Creepy movie.
Yep, it's a MacGuffin. He makes you believe it's about it's about that, but it's not.
Hitchcock was always good with that.
Hitchcock, yeah.
Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Hitchcock.
Get that cock out.
Get that cock in, yeah. Actually. Jaws. I love this movie.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about... Made me paranoid to go in the water for so long.
I think, yeah, I think this is definitely should
was
be up there.
Was this Spielberg's first movie?
No, think so. But, yeah.
Great
just,
movie, though. Mm-hmm. Used real sharks during the filming of it, which... kind of crazy. And one of the first times they used fake sharks too.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And it's interesting, in case no one knew, that the reason that you don't see Jaws for so long is because the animatronics didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't realize that just made it scarier, all the build up, and you know,
yeah, your imagination always does yep. does more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great movie. Make any kid scared of the water.
Great movie. What's that final line when he blows him up?
Oh, dude, I forget.
Oh, when he shoots the gas tank. Smile, you son of a bitch. something like that. He blows up. Out of everything.
I'm sure that's in a dubstep drop.
Yeah. They do so much to try to blow him up, and then finally, fire extinguisher in the mouth. Kaboom. Rifle. 22. Yeah.
And it wasn't a hot fire extinguisher. It was a gas tank.
Oh, scuba tank.
Scuba tank, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fire extinguisher.
Same difference.
You got fire in your mouth. Alien. Yeah. Alien's number six. Classic.
Movie, yeah.
Just
I like the second one better.
I mean, I think they're both good.
Yeah.
I like the imagery in Alien. I think it's really good. It's more like a noir, and I really like noirs.
Yeah. But, definitely it's great sci-fi movie. Even if not a fan of the horror, great sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Number five.
Repulsion. Never saw another Roman Polanski movie.
Never heard of it. 100% though.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually pretty critically lauded, but I've never seen it. And
English film follows a schizophrenic woman's descent into madness and makes an audience feel as claustrophobic as the character. That's probably makes you feel very uncomfortable watching it. It's in the vein of Hitchcock's Psycho, so probably pretty decent.
Yeah, it looks interesting. We got like a couple minutes. Let's get this done.
Number four.
Bride of Frankenstein. Never saw it either,
100%.
Yeah.
Another good movie. Who's in it? Another Boris Karloff movie?
Boris Karloff.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I said, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to see the first one, then see that one. Suggest seeing them together. Probably a great time.
Number three.
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
Caligari. Yeah, I want to see this. I haven't yet.
As do I.
Yeah. It's a 1920s expressionist film, so you're not going to have a lot of dialogue. It's going to be very visual-based.
Yeah.
It's a German film. They were known for their German... German films were known back in the day for, you know, being pretty damn good. But I definitely want to check this
Number
out.
Number two.
King Kong,
the original, 1933.
Yeah.
Not the Jack Black remake version.
No. Didn't find this scary, and I don't think it's that scary, but I think the reason it's up there is because of what it did for horror at the time. It really...
I think it's a cool movie. Definitely a cool movie. Not scary, but I think it's cool.
Yeah, it definitely...
some great cinematography for the time. Top of Empire State Building with the girl, planes flying around. Definitely cool.
Yeah.
Even by today's standards, it was awesome shots and imagery to do. Yeah, definitely wouldn't stand up in today's world as a horror movie, but I think it was definitely very well done, very well thought of, creative.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it did a lot for horror movies
and
at the time.
Number one.
Of course, is Nosferatu.
The original Nosferatu, a symphony of horror. Yep. Yeah, very, very creepy. I mean, the eyes in that movie of the main character. Yeah, I'm surprised a lot of these movies didn't make this list, and a lot of movies did. Like, I'm like The Thing. Surprised it's not on there. I'm surprised even any of the Friday the 13th aren't on there.
I mean, no, I hate it. Friday the 13th. I agree.
I know they're not. But I think they're better than some of the movies that were on here.
Maybe. I mean, American Werewolf in London. That should have been in there. It's a great movie.
Good. Yeah, great movie.
Love that. By the way, we're talking. We kind of just like segued into this. We're kind of like talking about the movies I feel like should be on there but weren't. So what other movies? I'm trying to think.
I'm surprised American Psycho wasn't on there. Christian Bale?
Maybe.
That movie was completely fucked up and Christian Bale was a psycho in it, but I'm very surprised it wasn't on there compared to like some of those movies.
Someone said The Orphanage. I don't think they put The Orphanage on. Well, they put Farm Moms. The Orphanage is a great movie. Is it at the top? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of really good horror movies. I mean, if we're going back to the decades, it's tough. I don't know how they chose it.
Yeah, I don't think some of the movies should. I think there's movies that shouldn't have been on there, and I think there's movies. I think The Omen should have been on there, most definitely. I don't know.
I think The Omen should have been.
The Omen should have been definitely on there.
Yeah, and like, I think because it's a
and The Thing too. I think those both should have been on there.
I think being a classic definitely gives you a little extra of a bump. So I'm surprised that isn't on there. That movie is very creepy.
Yeah, I think they kind of copped out with putting some of the movies on there. They forgot a lot of good ones, and then they put a lot of older movies on there that really probably didn't need to be on there. Yeah, they're good movies, but they're nothing compared to horror movies.
Well, I like I said, I think that's because they're giving a shout out to the fact that Creep these Show. Movies. No, I hated Creepshow.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I think the reason they did that is because they were giving a big nod to the stuff that came before you and realizing that back in the day, that shit, because I think you have to put yourself in the mindset, back in the day before we had horror and gore and stuff like that, how much would this freaked me out?
What movie I actually love, a lot of people probably wouldn't say the same thing, which I think should have been on there, probably Interview with the Vampire.
It's not scary, and I don't think it's that good, but I can watch it.
A lot of the movies on there aren't scary either, though. I mean, again, Paranorman.
No, but being scary definitely helps.
Paranorman was on there.
Yeah, but I don't think Interview with the Vampire is even that good.
The House on the End of the Street or whatever.
House at the End of the Street? Yeah, with like
the original.
I don't know. Yeah.
How about The Changeling? I'm really freaking surprised The Changeling's not on there.
Yeah, I'm surprised The Changeling isn't. That's a good one. Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that I don't know. I kind of disagree with.
Well, it's tough to pick. I mean, any list you pick, you're going to get people being like, why wasn't this on there? You know?
Yeah, I just find a lot of movies should have been on there that weren't. And I think they threw back too much to the old movies and a lot of the newer movies that probably shouldn't have been on there.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think they just missed a lot of movies and added a bunch that shouldn't have been on there.
I mean, it's like I said, I think it's just different for each person. And I just pulled this article and it says, these are the top 10 movies that will help you lose the most calories because as the pulse quickens and blood pumps around the body, you get more adrenaline. I guess it uses up more body fat. Here are the results for the top 10 movies that get your blood pumping the most. The Shining at number one. Number two, Jaws. Number three, The Exorcist. Four, Alien. Saw, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'm surprised one or two wasn't on that either. Saw 1 was a great movie, great ending. The rest kind of sucked, but I'm surprised that movie wasn't on there.
So apparently by watching The Shining, you can burn 184 calories after watching the whole movie.
And if you do it while jerking off, probably a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. Shit, I'm going to do that.
With the Blair Witch Project,
I need
Paranormal.
To start losing weight. That brings me, yeah, like
Pinhead, yeah, Hellraiser. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
Hellraiser
was a
there.
Great movie.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
The original was a great
there.
Movie.
Yeah. That's one of the most iconic characters too.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. But they're not rating iconic characters now, are they?
Yeah, I know, but it's still. I think it should be on there.
Yeah, I agree. But all right, well, you wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, it's been over an hour. But thank you guys for listening. I hope you agree, disagree. Let us know what you think about these movies.
Yeah.
What you think should have been on there that shouldn't be. What shouldn't be on there that was. And what movies you'd like to tell us a little bit about that we may have had a different opinion with.
Yeah.
Again, thank you very much. If you're on the East Coast, stay safe during this hurricane. And we'll hopefully be talking to you again.
Yeah, hopefully next week. Got to make this like daily or shit like that. All right. Yeah, catch you.